Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Witness the colossal boxing showdown nobody expected. Live on Netflix. International superstar Jake Paul, the sport's most watched fighter, takes on Britain's two-time unified heavyweight world champion and Olympic gold medalist, Anthony A.J. Joshua, in the most dangerous and defining matchup of their careers. This is Judgment Day. Watch Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua, Friday, December 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live on Netflix.
So good, so good, so good.
Score holiday gifts everyone wants for way less at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save on UGG, Nike, Rag & Bone, Vince, Frame, Kurt Geiger London, and more.
Because there's always something new.
I'm giving all the gifts this year with that extra 5% off when I use my Nordstrom credit card. Santa who?
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. It's easy. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
What's up, what's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
Before we get into a recap of actually what happened on the court in Vegas, Danny, you were in the building. Just tell me what it feels like to be at an NBA Cup championship game. What is the environment like?
It was dope, man. They did a really great job of bringing the stars out, inviting people, getting influencers there. It had a good atmosphere. It wasn't playoff-like, but it was a good atmosphere. You know, on TV, I heard people saying like it seemed like it was a playoff-like atmosphere, but a lot of the Spurs organization invited some of their fans out. They, you know, shipped some of them in and offered tickets. So I've heard they had a good group amount of them. And of course, New York fans all over the world. So a bunch of New York fans in the building in town that lived in Nevada or nearby from California, wherever. So you had both parties, both groups of fans in there pretty evenly. And it was dope, man. Said it was dope to see everybody support. Have fun. Again, it's just it's only one game, and it's kind of like a tournament. It's very new, so it's not playoff-like atmosphere. It is a meaningful game for both sides. Guys want to win, and they want to win money and get a cup. It's unfortunate that they're not taking the opportunity to put up a banner for this one. But, yeah, it was dope, man. It was fun to see. I didn't plan on staying the whole game, but I ended up staying the whole game because it was a good game. And, you know, the atmosphere in the arena was nice. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna ride this one out because, I hate the traffic. I hate trying to stay that when everybody leaves at the same time and trying to get an Uber or whatever. I'm not trying to wait and wait for my ride and walk around the whole arena, the whole street to find my car or my ride. But that's what happened. Last time I think I called a game in San Antonio, bro. It was cold as hell. We were in Denver, and I had just a button up and some jeans. I had to walk around that whole parking lot just to find a taxi. Unbelievable. So I was like, I'm not doing that again, bro. But yeah, so I did that this time again. So I had to stay the whole game.
But it was worth it.
It was well worth it, bro. It was a hell of a game. Knicks balled out. Jordan Clarkson, Mitch Robinson, those are the two guys that really, you know, picked it up for him. That fourth quarter is where the momentum swung and changed for the Knicks and for the Spurs, like in a negative way for them, because they just couldn't find a bucket. They couldn't get stops, and it was like a lid on the basket to start of that fourth.
So, yeah, I want to get into the details of the game in just a moment, but I'm curious, as somebody who's been to All-Star weekends, and obviously you've played in playoff games, would you compare the environment to is it better than All-Star weekend Friday nights? Was it better than All-Star weekend Saturday nights? Was it better than All-Star weekend Sunday nights?
It was better than All-Star weekend in general. Like, it was comparable to All-Star weekend than it was a playoff game. Because it was like a bunch of people there, influencers, like I said, old retired guys and people linking up. And I mean, it's way more serious than All-Star. As I said, it's a better turnout and people are more interested in the game than All-Star. But again, it was not as heightened or as serious as a playoff like atmosphere in that sense. So it was more comparable to All-Star, but it's definitely better than All-Star weekend for me.
Yeah, I mean, the level of play on the court definitely made it feel like it was a playoff game. As I was watching at home and I was talking to one of my former colleagues, Cam Smith, who's doing Chicago Bulls pre- and post-game show. Shout out to him. We were talking, I mentioned to him how great it is to sit down, watch a game, and not feel feel compelled to not leave your seat. There's so many games during the regular season. I'm like, well, I'm going to go get some chips. I'm going to get something to drink. I'm going to take this phone call real quick. That was the type of game, Danny, where it was like, no, I'm sitting right here. I have people over my apartment watching the game. And even sometimes when I have people over, they talk too much during the game. They want to have side conversations, side bars. Ain't no side bars last night, bro. We talking about the game from beginning to end. So shout out to Adam Silver, what he's cultivated with this NBA Cup. It means something because you could feel it from your seat watching, whether you're in the arena, like you pointed out, or whether you're in your couch. And that is a significant W for the NBA, for sure.
It's funny you say that, because once I sat down, I did not want to, like, and I was hungry, bro. I was starving. I did not want to leave my seat, even for halftime. So, you know, Mike Levine, shout out to him, put me courtside. It was dope. A good experience. They have ladies going around, people ordering drinks. I don't drink. You know I don't. So the food, it wasn't a lot on the food menu. So I'm like, at some point, I got to find somewhere to go get food. I didn't eat till that morning. I had breakfast that morning, then had NBA Today, then went straight to the airport, flew, went straight to the game, and was starving, bro. And all they had on the menu was pretzels, candy, chips, soda, and
no sustenance. You don't want to be caught at the NBA Cup Championship eating a glizzy.
I had no choice, H. I had no choice.
I had no choice, they didn't catch you.
No, they did catch me. RJ caught me. He knew what I was doing. So RJ was sitting right next to me. I had it in a tuck. I put the ketchup on, you know what I'm saying? I put the mustard. I didn't get ketchup till later, but I had it in a tuck. And RJ was sitting right, acting like he was paying attention. He had the phone, like, right, like, you know what I'm saying, like by his hip. And I had it in a tuck, and I go down the, you know.
Hey, yo, so you a bit. Hey, yo.
I was hungry, bro. I don't care.
So you were sneaking the glizzy?
I was hungry. He caught me red-handed. I said, oh, shit. I was like, God damn it, Richard. But, bro, it was nuts. I know he's got the video. It's only be a matter of time before he posts it. But he caught me. I was in the tuck. Just, you know, I was starving. Amen. I was like, hey, I almost got two. Like, I was so hungry. I said, I'm only getting one. But I just held myself over until after, because then I had the podcast after. And I finally ate some food after that, but I was starving, bro. I had to get, it's the only thing I had on the menu that was like food. It was chips, candy, and pretzels. Like, bro, what? I'm not eating that.
Now, if it was a regular season game, you would have got up and out of there. But because the intensity between the Knicks and the Spurs was so evident, you were compelled to sit in your seat.
And it's a cup final, too. It's something more meaningful. And said it was a close game throughout the whole game. And it was just changed, like lead changes. Guys were cool. You never know who's going to go on a run. But I was very much compelled to stay in my seat and not leave. And if it was a regular season game, if I'm not working, I'm out of there. Quick with the quickness.
I understand. So let's get into the actual game itself. And I'm not one to pat myself on the back, but I'm patting myself on the back if you're watching the video on YouTube, because I said Mitchell Robinson would be a factor. And rest assured, Danny, Mitchell Robinson was a big
Nostradamus.
10 offensive rebounds. He is just a monster in the paint. And the extra possessions that he was able to create, along with the shooting that you got from Jordan Clarkson and the extra ball handling, the extra playmaking that they definitely needed from Tyler Kolek, to me seemed like all the difference. The Spurs did a great job on Jalen Brunson. They did a very good job on Karl-Anthony Towns. Mikal Bridges wasn't really an offensive impact on the court. It was really the other guys that really made the difference in the game. OG balled out for sure. That is undeniable. The way he's been shooting the rock, the way he's been able to take people off the dribbles or mid-range, OG is fantastic. I love
right place, right time all the time. He's always the guy to get the leak out dunks. He's always got to get the steal. He's always got underneath the basket where somebody's throwing a pass and he's wide open for a dunk. Like, he's just always in the right place and in the open spots. They find him in the corner open. He just happens to be the open guy, and he takes advantage of it. But yeah, he's balling out. Josh Hart played pretty well. Tyler Kolek, he was very clutch for them, but really it was Jordan Clarkson, man, and Mitch Robinson. And a lot of Mitch Robinson's rebounds are like his own rebounds because he got blocked a couple times. So he got, you know, two or three that were like his own rebounds, but
he still had seven legit offensive rebounds.
Rebounds that killed, like, even his own rebounds killed him, because, like, you're getting multiple opportunities and he gets his own rebound and kick it out for somebody else. So, like, even though he's getting the stats up, those are extra opportunities. You're not going down the other end of the floor to get an opportunity yourself. So that hurt them a lot. Even though Victor was there, you know, he's trying to bully him and body him. So he blocked a couple of shots, but he was giving them many opportunities, bro, which really hurt them, because that's what got Jordan Clarkson ignited. Like, him getting that swing or a second rebound kick out, and that nothing hurts your defense more than a three ball off a second and third offensive rebound after playing defense, you know, two or three times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yeah, it was probably tough for the Spurs to see, and that's the conundrum with the Spurs, which I'll get into it for a moment. But let's want to focus in on the Knicks here. We talked about it before. I feel very confident the Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. There is no competition in the East because of what's going on with the Cavs and the Pistons. I feel very confidently about what the Knicks are going to do in the postseason. With that being said, though, Danny, the one thing about the Knicks, I think is going to – here's what, two things. Number one, I think what happened last night, and I think the headlines that we're starting to see, Brian Windhorst mentioned it today on ESPN, that the Giannis trade seems more likely in the offseason than it does during the season. I honestly starting to feel like the Knicks are just – the Knicks are going to be pretty boring. They're going to be boring into the playoffs because it's going to be seem like there's nothing to accomplish in the East. There's going to be no team that really can the Pistons give them a tough playoff series? Yes. Can the Cavs? Maybe. Yes. But at the end of the day, if the Knicks are not in the finals, it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a surprise to everybody. So I feel like it's going to be pretty boring for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, because
going into the finals.
Anticlimactic, is very predictable. It's what you expect. And when what you expect happens, for most and majority expect it to happen, it's not as exciting. It's not as sexy. But they are balling. They're playing well. I don't trust in Cleveland, unfortunately. I trust more in Boston than Cleveland this year with a depleted roster to put up a better fight. They just gel better, have a better offense. But the way the Knicks are playing, they can win it in multifacets. Like, they're showing they can win in multiple different ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, different guys off the bench, you know, in the starting lineup, role players. It's not just Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns. So, yeah, I wouldn't trade for – there's no need to trade for Giannis right now unless you feel like other teams are going to get him right away. But even then, you're in the East. Only other teams that could get him that makes sense for him to go is probably West to put him in contention. So you're not going to have to face him anyway until it's like the finals, and he has to go through OKC anyway. Yeah. But yeah, the Knicks are hooping, man. Only other teams that I see that giving them a fight is Detroit and Boston, and they don't have enough. And you know, they're showing that they can win in multitude, like, many different ways. You know, they have other guys that can step up and do things. Some nights it'll be Mikal Bridges. It might not be OG. Some days it might be, you know, Landry Shamet and Deuce McBride, who didn't even play last night. You know, those guys are on the bench, and they were hurt. So, but all in all, it was a good game. San Antonio, they picked up some things they could definitely learn. They should need to show some maturity. And it showed that if you're San Antonio, do we need when you face a New York Knicks, do you need a big, big lineup to offset that Mitchell Robinson thing? And that's why we were discussing last night, does it make sense for San Antonio to, like, everybody's like, oh, does it make sense to trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Anytime you get Giannis, unless you're the New York Knicks, I would say wait. But everybody else, unless you're Oklahoma City Thunder, even Oklahoma City Thunder, which that would be ugly, it'd be ridiculous, you should trade for Giannis. But you, and like, well, how would you play Wemby with Giannis the way he's been playing now? Like, why wouldn't it? Every team in the league is doing big, big now. Houston is doing it. Denver is doing it. New York is doing, like, you need that big. It's okay to have that big, big lineup. And Cornette, great rim protector, but in the pick and roll, it's a little tough for him. And this year, he doesn't seem as good at the rim as he has in the past. But it's obviously a big drop off when Wemby's off the floor. And if Wemby's not in an offensive rhythm or flow, he had a spurt where he got hot, it's going to look ugly offensively. Like, he missed a couple dunks or putbacks and then tried to make some moves on Mitch Robinson. They let him play physical. They didn't call a lot of fouls for San Antonio last night. If they let those young guys get, you know, playoff-like atmosphere type basketball, which they're not going to call those in the playoffs, then they're going to be in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I want to get to the Spurs, but quick last note on the Knicks. According to ESPN Shams Charania, the Knicks are not going to hang up a banner at Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. Danny, you were at the game. You saw the pride that the Knicks took in winning. How would you feel? I mean, you don't have a say in it as a player, but how would you feel if the banner wasn't going up? You are $500,000 richer as a player, so there's that. But how do you feel about the banner not going up, considering the fact that it went up in L.A. and it also went up in Milwaukee?
It depends on where I'm at. For me, it's like, because I'm a player that won, and it's like, I don't celebrate Eastern Conference Finals trophies or Western Conference Finals trophies. Like when we won the Eastern Conference Finals to go to play Golden State, Kawhi was like, I don't care to hold it. Like, I don't need to hold it. Like, that's not the one I'm looking for. Like, it's nice. It's a great accomplishment. And that's just us being spoiled and being blessed enough to have been to the finals so many times or been to the Eastern and Western Conference Finals and won it so many times that we're not excited by it. But if you're a team that doesn't have many banners and hasn't won much, and if I'm a guy like a Jordan Clarkson or Carl Anthony Towns or Jalen Brunson, I mean, Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart won multiple college titles. Like, that's different. But if you haven't won anything on that level in the NBA for those other guys, y'all need to celebrate us. Like, why not? Why wouldn't we? We don't have a bunch of historic, like, wins in the banners and the rafters already. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we might have some jerseys up there, some guys that retired, but we ain't Boston Celtics and you know, Los Angeles Lakers that have a bunch of titles and a bunch of jerseys retired, historic guys, Hall of Fame. We don't have a bunch of that. So, like, why are we not taking advantage of the opportunity when teams like that have done it? Lakers have an organization that have everything in the rafters. And we are not going to do it. So I'll be like, it doesn't make sense. I think they'll circle back and realize, you know, if they don't win this year, if they don't win for years to come, they're like, yeah, we might need to hang up that. If they win multiple.
It'd be too late.
No, they could put up a banner to have the years on it. Like, I think that's what Lakers did. They put a banner up and put in-season cup titles, and they'll just add the number for it each time that they won in-season. I think that's what they did. So I think New York will end up, if they end up winning again in the future in cup title, they'll put it up and add the years.
Add the year. Yeah, that probably makes some sense. I will say, if the goal of winning an NBA title wasn't so realistic for the Knicks, I could understand them saying, like, you know what? We don't want to put up the – because it's so realistic that we can win an NBA title, we don't want to put up the NBA Cup banner. I can understand that. But if there's just if the Knicks came out of nowhere and won it and they really weren't supposed to go – and they're not really supposed to be in the NBA finals, I could understand. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, put up the banner. With that being said, though, what's interesting when you look at this whole situation with the NBA Cup banner, it is interesting that the other teams, the Lakers and the Bucks, have put it up. I was almost of the mindset that Emirates, who's a sponsor of the mm-hmm. NBA Cup, was basically mandating teams to do it to give to give the cup some validity. Like, I'm sure the NBA is very pleased that the Lakers put it up. And I wonder if Emirates was saying, hey, as a sponsor of this tournament, we're putting a lot of money behind this.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Players are walking away with $500,000. Can you put up the banner, please, so we could act like this is for real? Like, I could understand that. But one thing that's interesting, too, the last time I was at MSG, and I can't even realize, I can't believe I didn't realize this. I was sitting in the little press area or whatever, and I looked up at the banners, Danny. I said, hold on. The last time the Knicks put up anything in the
back. 50, 60 years ago?
No. 2012, 2013, when they won the Atlantic Division title. I'm like, damn. Okay. So with that being said, though, Danny, if the Knicks are willing to put up division titles.
Exactly.
I don't see what's wrong with the NBA Cup banner. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can dominate. What happens if you win the next 20 Atlantic divisions? You're going to put up 20 banners? You know, so.
Yeah, exactly. You just put up the year. I mean, you should. Well, it's one of those things you put up the years for, but you hadn't won that in so long. So, again, and this is a business thing, too. So I don't see why you don't put this up. You want to be in good favorite. Aren't they one of the teams that went to Abu Dhabi with the UAE? Like, why would you not stay in good favor with the Emirates?
Wait a second. I think they might. Maybe producer James could look into this. I think their jersey sponsor might be a competing company with the sponsor of the NBA Cup. You see?
Possibly.
When you start looking at where the money's coming from, you really start to understand how the world works. I think
we won, yes, bro. Put it up there.
Emirates sponsors the NBA Cup, and I believe there's a different company that is the jersey patch sponsor of the New York Knicks. And I can understand them being like, hey, nah, you don't need to put it up there. We'll see.
Feel like
I don't know.
Long time, and that jersey sponsor, I don't know how long that sponsorship is for, but the Emirates is going to be, it's the NBA. So, like, it's going to be around for a long time, and I think that partnership's going to happen year in, year out. It's okay to put the banner up there, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe James, if you could look that up for us, who's the Experience Abu Dhabi is the Knicks jersey patch sponsor. Now, are they seen as competitors to Emirates? I don't know. We're gonna have to find out.
Yeah.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.